So, in summary, the FBI is going to activate every terrorist that they've been recruiting this entire time, because the FBI has become America's worst terrorist organization. The FBI runs more terrorist plots than any other organization in America, more than radical Islamic terrorists. In fact, most of the radical Islamic terrorists who have been arrested by federal agents have been recruited by the FBI. That's a fact. It's a simple fact. Welcome to this urgent update for mid-August 2019. Time is growing short. We have about 17 months or less remaining before total chaos breaks out across America. I've compiled a lot of bombshell information here. Of course, I scan all the news headlines. I run a large editorial team, so I'm in the loop on what's happening all the time. I'm going to bring you right now the aggregation of the biggest headlines and bullet points that I think you need to know about what's happening right now, from China to Spygate, FBI corruption, stock market, the coming crash, the coming civil war, and much more. Tech censorship, you name it. I'll get right to it. By the way, thank you for trusting in my analysis. Thank you for all of your continued sharing of my content and for posting videos and watching videos on Brighteon.com, which is where this video will be exclusively released. First item here, the CEO of Overstock.com recently went on the news, I think it was CNBC, and he was invited on to talk about the launch of his cryptocurrency, which I think will be a very smart crypto, from Overstock.com, by the way. That's a very, it's a smart, high-quality control organization, so we'll talk about that later. But he was asked instead about his views on the deep state and what's coming for deep state prosecutions with William Barr, the AG, and so on. And he said some very shocking things. He said that he has all the answers. He wasn't bragging like in a John McAfee type of way. He was actually reluctant. And he said he mysteriously found himself in the middle of this, and he provided some information to the Justice Department. And he said, quote, "That's about to happen." He's talking about the prosecution of deep state traitors like James Comey. "And I think we're about to see the biggest political scandal in American history as a result, but it was all political. Everything you think you know about Russia and Clinton investigations is a lie," he says. "It's all a cover-up. It was all political espionage." He says Hillary Clinton was spied on, in addition to Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and, of course, Donald Trump as well. And he said it's all coming out. And he said that William Barr has all this information, knows exactly what happened, and is going to prosecute. Now, why does that matter? Well, this is going to be one of the biggest bombshells, news tidal waves, and it's going to set off events that we've never seen before in American history. Now, here's my analysis of why that matters. First of all, there's going to be a front line, a first wave of deep state traitors like James Comey, who will be indicted. John Brennan will be in that group. Perhaps Andrew McCabe, perhaps James Clapper, perhaps Loretta Lynch, Peter Strzok, and others. It's going to be, I would say, anywhere from 6 to maybe 15 people. When that happens, those individuals will be, of course, pressured. Well, first of all, it's going to set off shockwaves across the media and the population. A lot of people who have been blindly following MSNBC and CNN will suddenly realize that they've been lied to the whole time. This whole thing was a giant criminal conspiracy with a complicit left-wing media playing along with it to try to get Trump thrown out of office. Trump. But there's going to be a tidal wave in the psychology of the way the American people react to this. Things are going to change rapidly. At the same time, this first line of individuals like James Comey who are indicted will be encouraged to turn on their bosses. And who are their bosses? Well, ultimately, it all leads back to Barack Hussein Obama. Barry Satoro, right? Barack Obama, who did fake his birth certificate. Barack Obama, who is a radical Islamic fundamentalist. Barack Obama, who committed treason against America at so many levels. He laundered money to provide nuclear weapons to the Iranians. He fomented a race war on purpose to try to ruin race relations instead of healing America, which he could have done. You know, the first African-American president could have healed the nation and shown that we are a nation of great tolerance, where, I don't know, 70% of white people across the country voted for Obama. You know, you couldn't do that if America was a racist nation, but Obama tried to push a war between blacks and whites, and that's been continued by the race baiters and the left-wing media to try to foment, you know, racial violence. So anyway, when this happens, the theory is that Barack Obama is going to have to flee the United States, and he will flee to Europe. And there he will try to become, get himself appointed to lead the United Nations. And according to some rumors, not confirmed, but some rumors say that Barack Obama has already been promised to be the head of the UN. Once he's head of the UN, he will declare the United States under Trump to be a rogue nation, and then he will call for a UN invasion of the United States of America. A UN invasion would involve boots on the ground, economic sanctions against the United States, just like the US has done to Venezuela, for example, or Cuba, or even China, for that matter, which I'll get to in a second. And that this would result in UN troops engaging in a nationwide gun confiscation effort across the United States of America, obviously setting off a civil war where armed American patriots realize that their country is being occupied and invaded by an enemy, a force led by Barack Obama, and American patriots would just shoot all the UN troops. Okay, so that's one theory. Maybe you don't think that's possible. I don't know. It's one of the things that's being talked about out there from different analysts. So let me give you some other possibilities. The other possibility is that between now and the day that the first line of these deep state traitors are indicted by the DOJ, between now and then, which is it's several months away at least, I'm guessing around Thanksgiving, you know, this year, 2019, sort of the end of 2019, but it might take longer depending on how much evidence they find or how much resistance there is and so on. You know, the FBI is totally corrupt. The whole job of the FBI is to hide the crimes of Hillary Clinton. So the FBI is working against the DOJ, and that's slowing things down, which of course has been their goal. You know, Robert Mueller, his job was to delay the criminal indictments of the deep state traitors and try to have Trump thrown out of office before any of this could come to pass. But they failed in all those efforts. So the other theory here, well, I should say one of the parallel theories, is that the deep state traitors inside the FBI, who have a long history of creating terrorist plots across America and plotting to bomb bridges and plotting to bomb the Pentagon and plotting to bomb the White House and, you know, doing all these things that the FBI has done over the years. Even the New York Times has reported on this, and I covered previously the Kansas City Star has reported on this. Here's an article right here. FBI undercover stings foil terrorist plots, but often plots of the agency's own making. That's an article about the FBI from the Kansas City Star written by Ian Cummings. And there's an article similar to that in the New York Times. I've covered that before. So in summary, the FBI is going to activate every terrorist that they've been recruiting this entire time, because the FBI has become America's worst terrorist organization. The FBI runs more terrorist plots than any other organization in America, more than radical Islamic terrorists. In fact, most of the radical Islamic terrorists who have been arrested by federal agents have been recruited by the FBI. That's a fact. It's a simple fact. You know, I'm not saying that every person inside the FBI is a bad person. I know plenty of retired FBI agents, good people. I'm a longtime supporter of law enforcement and military veterans. But sadly, at least one faction of the FBI has been taken over for a long time by the deep state. It was run by James Comey, run by Robert Mueller, and run by Barack Obama. And those people are traitors. They are terrorists, and they're committing acts of terrorism behind the badge of the FBI. They're FBI agents who are domestic terrorists, and they have been abusing their power to try to overthrow this country. And so the FBI has an ongoing deal with the left-wing media, where the FBI stages terror attacks, and then the media blames Trump. So before they run these attacks, the FBI, of course, sets up the backstory. So the FBI will have a fake manifesto posted to, you know, 8chan in that case, or maybe 4chan or wherever. They'll make sure the manifesto blames Trump because it invokes white supremacy or whatever they want. And they'll usually set up the browser of the person, you know, the browser history, Google search history, and other histories using computers so that there's a psychological profile of this person that points to being, I don't know, a fan of Alex Jones or a fan of Paul Joseph Watson or a patriot or an NRA member or a gun owner or a Trump supporter or what have you. This is all, it's a recipe, it's a template. The FBI has run this template over and over and over again. and they're going to do it multiple times now. But the day is coming very soon that these terrorist attacks are going to escalate to a 9/11 type of scale. We're talking about not just dozens of people being shot and killed, but hundreds or thousands of people being killed. And then, of course, Trump being blamed. And you might think, well, how is the deep state going to kill thousands of people? And, you know, there are only a few ways that they could do that. But if you think about what they're already good at, you know, what are some of the plots that the FBI has already carried out and then stopped at the last minute? You know, they recruited people. One was to blow up a bridge in Cleveland. So if they blow up a bridge and actually follow through with it, they could kill hundreds of people by collapsing a bridge during rush hour traffic, for example. They could also release chemical weapons in a subway system, which, because of the containment of the air, you know, lack of circulation and so on, that could kill hundreds of people, kind of like was it a sarin gas attack in Tokyo many years ago? I forgot what year that was, but it was a sarin gas attack. They could also bring down a building. So you notice from 9/11, the World Trade Center 7 building was brought down by, of course, carefully placed demolition charges. Only an idiot would think that that organically fell down because there was a fire in one office. It was brought down with demolition charges, obvious to any architect or any engineer or any demolitions expert. In fact, there are thousands of architects and engineers that have already signed their names to a document, you know, testifying to the fact that that building had to have been brought down deliberately. But if you think about the FBI really wanting to traumatize the psyche of the nation, they would have to bring down a building or a bridge or set off a massive bomb in a sports stadium that's full of people or something on that scale. It could even go as far as a tactical nuke, although I think that's unlikely. More likely it could be a chemical weapon, but it could be a dirty bomb. The FBI certainly has capabilities to set off a dirty bomb in America, and they have the ethics to do that. You look at James Comey. He is a treasonous snake. He works for the communists. He works to bring down America. He is a smooth liar. He's a con artist, and he's a traitor. Would James Comey gladly go along with some kind of plot to carry out a tactical nuke bombing or a dirty bomb in America if it meant getting rid of Trump? Absolutely. These people are pure evil. Some might argue they're not even human anymore. They've been, you know, taken over, infested by demonic spirits. I mean, I guess you can believe that or not. I think there's an element of that that's true. I think we're actually seeing the rise of Satanism across the world. That's why there's so much abuse of children and you know, like the satanic temple built by Jeffrey Epstein, where they would rape children in weird rituals, and, you know, the rise of Satanism in California public schools, you know, the worship of Satanism, the elimination of all crosses in public monuments and all these things, and the exploitation of children with transgenderism, you know, the chemical castration of children with you know, transgender treatments and all these things. These are all signs of Satanism, but, you know, you believe whatever you want. We could talk about that separately. The point is, people like James Comey and Barack Obama, they don't care how many people they kill. I mean, Barack Obama worked with Eric Holder to launch Operation Fast and Furious, which was designed to kill American citizens with guns that were allowed to walk across the border into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. They had hoped that there would be so much violence, so much killing back in America, that there would be calls for gun control. That was an Eric Holder, Barack Obama special op right there. It's well known, well documented, Operation Fast and Furious. If you didn't know about that, you need to learn your history. You know, come to think of it, Bill Clinton had the Oklahoma City bombing rigged. That bomb, what blew up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City, that bomb was also demolition charges that were placed in the structural columns inside the building. You cannot cause that kind of damage to that building with a bunch of fertilizer in a van parked outside the building. So Timothy McVeigh was a scapegoat. And what do you know? He was executed. Isn't it fascinating? You know, Jeffrey Epstein, what do you know? He's dead. Isn't it amazing how all these people end up dead? You know, JFK gets shot in the head and killed because he was kind of an outsider. He was kind of the Donald Trump of his day in the 1960s. He was about to challenge the Federal Reserve. What happens? Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, shoots him, if you believe that, and then Lee Harvey Oswald gets killed. What do you know? What an amazing coincidence. All throughout history, all these people that are said to have carried out these mass killings or assassinations or what have you, just end up dead. Huh? What an amazing coincidence. And of course, the media has gone along with this the whole time, because the job of the media is to brainwash the public with fake news stories and lie to people, and then to cause the outcome that the media wants, which right now is getting rid of Trump and causing civil war in America. So everything that you see in the media today is about causing civil war. Now, if they fail at that, and if Trump manages to stay in office and stay alive all the way through the 2020 election, Google's going to rig the election. Google and all the tech giants are going to continue their censorship of conservative voices, and they're going to literally commit massive election fraud. They're going to defraud the United States of America in a, well, it's a planned, engineered criminal conspiracy among the tech giants, and they're carrying it out right now. That's why the CEOs of these tech giants should be arrested right now by federal agents or maybe the military police. They have to be stopped because they're committing massive election fraud. But if they carry out, if they succeed in this, then they will manage to get Joe Biden elected president. Now, personally, I think the candidate's not going to be Joe Biden, because I've been told he's going to resign shortly. He's going to bow out of the race. The real candidate's going to be Elizabeth Warren, is what I'm told. Remember, I'm telling you this, what is this, August 14th, 2019. Elizabeth Warren's probably going to be the candidate, and they will make sure that she wins. Elizabeth Warren will then run nationwide gun confiscation, where she will have federal agents go door to door and take all the guns from the people, or at least attempt to. Now, they won't get very far, because the American people are totally fed up, and they're not going to just hand over their guns, especially all the conservatives who the left wants to send to death camps. So, you know, why, if Hitler announced to the Jews, hey, we're going to send you to death camps, so give us your guns, what Jews would have gone along with that? You know, none of them. And that's what the left is announcing in America today. They're going to send conservatives to death camps. This has been widely reported. They're going to have conservatives executed en masse. They're going to have Christians executed. They're going to have Trump supporters executed. I mean, they're willing to take away your First Amendment rights right now. They've taken away your freedom of speech. They've deplatformed you and demonetized you. You think they want you to live? You think they want you to exist in society? If you're a conservative today, you get fired from your job. You get kicked out of your career. You are destroyed, because the left wants you annihilated. They will take your guns, and they will send you to death camps. They will commit mass genocide in this country if the American people are stupid enough to give up their guns, which they aren't, by the way. So it's never going to happen that they will succeed in taking the guns of the American people. But they will try. The left is stupid enough to try. And maybe they should try, because maybe it's time to put all the cards on the table, and let's just see who's still standing at the end of this thing. Because the left is lawless. The left has no ethics, no morals. They have no honesty. They lie about everything. They are evil, disturbed, perverted people. They're pedophiles and Satanists. They're child abusers, and they're tyrants. They're authoritarian tyrants who want to take away all your rights, all your freedoms, your speech, your guns, and all your money, too, because Elizabeth Warren wants you to pay reparations to black people who were never slaves, by the way. So all you white people out there watching who never owned slaves, because nobody living today ever owned slaves in America, you're going to have to give up all your money to pay money to, apparently, to black people who were never slaves. And somehow there's going to be some kind of formula, depending on the ratios of all this, which makes no sense, since every white person in America practically is at least 1% to 2% African-American, by the way. You know, and by the way, all of us are from Africa, if you go back far enough in our ancestry. So we're all African-Americans. So what? Elizabeth Warren, she's going to make us all pay ourselves? Just siphon money off the people and take, you know, 50% cut for government corruption and then give you back your own money? Yeah, that's the kind of scam that she would run. Well, guess what? The American people aren't going to put up with that. We've really reached the point in America where the American people have had enough. The American people are not going to give up their guns. They're not going to stand for censorship much longer. They're not going to stand for election fraud. They're not going to just sit by, stand back, and just accept all the BS of the media. Well, Jeffrey Epstein, yeah, really? He hanged himself in his prison cell that has no equipment that you could use for hanging yourself? People aren't buying it anymore. The media has lost control of the narrative. You know, 5 years ago, if I told you that the world's elite all meet at an orgy island where there's a satanic temple where they ritualistically rape young girls, 5 years ago, you would have said, that's crazy. That can't possibly be the case. Today, it's mainstream headline news. Everybody gets it now. Yeah, those global elitists and Bill Clinton and all these other people, yeah, they ritualistically raped children. They built a satanic temple on some secret island somewhere, and they would fly on their secret plane to the island, and they would have, you know, teenage boys and girls there, and they would rape these innocent victims, and they would put it all on video camera so they could blackmail all the world leaders who, for some reason, went to the island to rape children on camera. Maybe they didn't know they were being recorded, but even then, for God's sake, what's wrong with these people? A bunch of sickos. See, the public gets it now. The media has lost control of the narrative. So all the media can do is go increasingly insane, calling for, you know, gun confiscation, calling for death squads and death camps for all Trump supporters, pushing their insane transgenderism, where now you've got a biological man pretending to be a woman who now says that she went to a swimming pool, couldn't swim because she forgot to bring her tampon. It's a biological man, but it's a man who claims to be a woman who's a lesbian. This is actually in the news. I'm not making this up. And this so-called woman wants to sleep with young girls because she's a lesbian who loves young girls. But it's a perverted biological man, people. But the left is pushing so many delusions. They now claim that when infants are born, they claim that they are assigned a gender, like randomly assigned a gender. No, you're developing as a male or a female from the moment of conception, by the way. The chromosomes are right there from the moment of conception. So you're born male or you're born female. You're not assigned a gender. But see, that's the delusion of the left. They're so delusional, and they're living in this delusional world, which is why they don't understand anything that's actually happening in the world around them. Let me move on. So I've covered the false flag shootings. Much more is coming. Oh, yeah, here's a big one. Watch for CNN to be closed down after all of this comes out. CNN will have such negative credibility after all this that they may have to completely close their doors. They may not survive this once the indictments come down against the deep state traitors. The New York Times will probably survive, and of course, the Washington Post, which is a mouthpiece for the CIA, will of course also survive because Jeff Bezos is a spook at this point. Okay, next thing you need to know, China is on the verge of political collapse. Now, you got to understand, Chinese authoritarian communist regime has only managed to stay in power because they've had this, you know, really good economic activity and economic growth for many years based on the fact that they've engaged in currency manipulation. They've been able to export their products and have a manufacturing base that has very low cost because they have no pollution controls. And through the currency manipulation, they've been able to export to the United States while they're buying U.S. Treasury debt, thereby holding some leverage over the United States. Well, Trump is the only president to have called China's bluff. And, you know, good for Trump. He's doing the right thing. He's declared economic warfare on China and the theft of intellectual property and their communist regimes and their currency manipulations and all these things, their anti-fair trade policies. China is hurting so badly from this, you have no idea. Of course, you know, I used to live in Taiwan. I speak mainland, you know, Mandarin Chinese, and I've been in China and so on. And of course, we have contacts over there. I'm being told that there is a massive evacuation of factories from China. Factories are moving right now to Vietnam, Taiwan, and Mexico. That's what's happening. Maybe some to Korea, but it's mostly going to Vietnam, Taiwan, and Mexico. So from the 1990s and in the following couple of decades, Taiwan manufacturers moved all their manufacturing plants to mainland China because they had lower costs and there was a trade agreement between mainland China and Taiwan. Now, a lot of those factories are moving back to Taiwan. Taiwan is kind of the Texas of Asia. Taiwan is a free kind of republic, you know, more freedom. Of course, they have their own, you know, rhino establishment, so to speak. But Taiwan is not a communist regime. And Taiwan, its current president, is standing up against communist China. And Taiwan is a very important strategic, you know, military location for U.S. interests in the region. So that's why the United States continues to sell weapons to Taiwan. And Taiwan is our ally, by the way. But China is hurting so badly that any further destabilization could actually result in a cascading collapse of the Chinese communist empire. The whole thing could come down. This is Tiananmen Square Part 2, what you're seeing right now in Hong Kong. Now, Tiananmen Square, 1989, of course, Chinese military deployed tanks to run over students. Basically, it was a bunch of sickos, sicko tyrants there, killing students and killing protesters, throwing them in prison for decades, silencing that uprising. Well, the uprising in Hong Kong now is a different story. China is not supposed to operate in Hong Kong with its military, but it looks poised to initiate operations anyway. If that happens, there's going to be international condemnation of China. There's going to be increased economic sanctions against China by the United States and many other countries. And at the same time, there will be increasing market uncertainty in global markets. Now, the reason that's a big deal is because global markets have reached another massive peak bubble, kind of like the dot-com bubble of 1999 and 2000. Any event could trigger a massive cascading debt collapse that would just move like a contagion throughout the world banks. If China uses its military to brutally assault the protesters in Hong Kong, this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. This could be the spark. We could see a financial collapse or a day of reckoning, so to speak, really moving around the world because of the uncertainty caused by just this one event. China seems to have no tolerance for any kind of freedom, no freedom of speech, no freedom to protest. So China is looking like they're going to carry out a brutal crackdown on the Hong Kong protesters, and that could have huge, huge implications. By the way, Trump should continue to place his tariffs on China. He should, in fact, ratchet them up. If he does so, not only will the American manufacturing base be increasingly protected, but at the same time, the Chinese communist regime will become increasingly fragile and subject to its own internal failure and perhaps revolution that could see China split apart like the old Soviet Union. So this is my prediction. China, there's a very good chance that China will break apart like the old Soviet Union. It will still be the core Beijing China, but it won't be the larger China that involves all these other regions like Tibet and many others. We will see a balkanization of China as this breakup ensues, and we will see regions of China revert to more local control as the big monster, the big communist, overbearing overlord of China is fractured and brought down. And Trump will be the one who made that happen, just like Reagan is the one who ultimately broke up the Soviet Union. Or more accurately, it's to say Reagan set events into motion that resulted in the breakup of the old Soviet Union. And those were financial-related events as well. Reagan pushed, Star Wars, and he pushed massive military spending. The Soviet Union tried to keep up, but it caused really bankruptcy and the inability of the Soviet Union to continue to fund its regional areas like Ukraine and so on that it had control of at the time. Trump is doing a similar thing. Really, it's a Reagan-esque type of move, if you think about it, with Trump fracturing the economics of China and not allowing China to bully the United States with its currency manipulations, like China was able to bully Barack Obama, of course, because Obama hates America. But China was also able to bully Bush, and China was able to bully Clinton before the Bushes, and also Bush Sr. before that, and so on. In other words, China has been a bully for as long as we can remember, going all the way back to Nixon. Remember, Nixon was the one who dropped recognition of Taiwan and recognized China. And it was Nixon who was in the pocket of communist China at the time. And that has continued through all the presidents, even Jimmy Carter, of course, all the way up to President Trump, who's the first president to tell China, we're not going to play your games. Okay, a couple other things you need to know. There is a possibility that Jeffrey Epstein might still be alive. I don't know what to think of this theory. I've covered it on Natural News. The theory says that his body was swapped out and that Jeffrey Epstein has been moved to a safe location to secure his testimony against the deep state operatives. If that's true, it would have been a smart thing for Trump to do. Maybe the DOJ did it. Maybe he had the military go in and secure Jeffrey Epstein. But currently, I think the odds of that being true are fairly low. Most likely, Jeffrey Epstein is dead. All right, moving on. Banking. I want you to recognize the fact that a cargo ship that was recently seized in Philadelphia, the port of Philadelphia, this cargo ship contained $1 billion worth of cocaine. That's 20 tons of cocaine. And this cargo ship was owned by JP Morgan Chase. What we're actually seeing, this is another sign of the global banking cartel beginning to collapse. The banks are now keeping themselves afloat using drug cartel money and drug laundering money. This is HSBC, this is Deutsche Bank, this is JP Morgan Chase, you know, everything. Wells Fargo, you name it. These banks can no longer stay afloat on their own behavior, their legal behavior, because they've made bad bets in derivatives markets and they don't know how money works. By the way, I've told you stories before about my interaction with vice president of a bank, of a Wells Fargo bank, who did not understand how interest rates work or CDs, and don't even think to try to explain the rule of 72 to these people. They are morons. The people that run the banks are complete idiots. They make the worst bets and they think it can never turn against them. And they're in so much trouble right now because of the layer upon layer of debt. It's worse than the subprime housing collapse. It's worse than the dot-com collapse. What's coming? And they're funding themselves right now by smuggling drugs, okay? They are smuggling drugs into the United States on their own ships in order to keep their books afloat. We're talking about a massive drug cartel bank money laundering operation that would blow your mind if you had any idea how deep this goes. I don't even have time to get into all the details, but trust me, it's bad. If you are still in the stock market, you're a fool. You're going to get wiped out. You are, as they say, picking up nickels in front of a steamroller. You're going to get steamrolled by this market because the bubble will collapse before much longer. I don't know how long they can keep this alive. I hope that maybe they can keep it going until the election, because if the market crashes before the election, 2020 election, then Trump may very well lose just because of that fact alone. But we'll see. All rationality has left the markets. You can no longer invest in the stock market using any kind of fundamentals, because all that matters now in this age of delusion and hallucinations is the narrative of the public company. The narrative. This is Elon Musk in a nutshell. Elon Musk tells stories. His products burst into flames. His products don't work. He fakes a lot of stuff. His factories are falling apart, but he tells a good story. It's all about being green, and it's all about saving the planet, and people keep giving him their money. They're going to lose all that money. Same thing like Elizabeth Holmes with Theranos. She told a good story. She was a female. She had a sob story about her dad dying of cancer or something. So they gave her, you know, $1 billion. And of course, it was all faked. Everything that she talked about, you should look up the story of Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes. It was a massive fraud. The technology didn't exist. She was faking it the whole time, but she told a good story. That's a good metaphor for the entire stock market at this point. Now, there might be a few stocks that are rooted in reality, but most of them are not. You are just being told a bunch of stories. If you are not right now converting your stocks into gold and silver, you will wish you did. All right, couple of things here. Gun purchases are skyrocketing nationwide, especially among first-time gun buyers looking for concealed carry permits. A lot of people are now realizing they need to carry a gun even into Walmart because there might be a mass shooter in there that's run by the FBI. Now, of course, Joe Biden's promising to take all your guns away. I'm not even sure that his neurology will continue to exist for the next couple of debates. I mean, he wants you to lose your guns, but I think he's lost his marbles. He's gone. It's like he has been subjected to, I don't know, too many mercury vaccines or something. Also, remember that liberals in America, they are now openly calling for sending conservatives to death camps. They want to criminalize Christianity. They want to outlaw Bibles, just like communist China, and they want to mass murder all conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters. Okay, one of the last points here. There's an executive order coming out shortly that's going to order the FCC to regulate large social media platforms, much like public utilities. This is the effort to stop censorship. So the FCC currently regulates things like, well, the phone company, let's say. And the phone company can't listen to your conversations and ban your phone service just because they don't like the fact that you are a Trump supporter. The same kind of reasoning is going to be applied to the tech giants. And what it means is that, of course, Facebook and Twitter and so on, Snapchat, all that, Instagram, are going to be regulated or attempted to be regulated by the FCC. This won't kick in right away. I think it's too late for the 2020 election. First of all, the FCC is run by a bunch of stay-behind treasonous bureaucrats who don't believe in free speech. So that's one thing. They're going to resist Trump right there at the FCC. Every government agency is run by traitors. They hate America. They're stay behind people from Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. They want to sabotage the Trump administration. The second thing is that federal judges are, of course, going to block any kind of regulations by the FCC, and then the Trump administration is going to have to go to court because the left can always find a federal judge to commit treason against America. Now, I've said before, it's time for Trump to unleash the military police to go arrest these treasonous judges who are blocking national security efforts, for example, to secure our borders. It's time to tell these left-wing judges, hey, you don't run the country. You weren't elected as the president. You don't get to make a decision in your little district court that rules over the entire nation. It's time for the executive branch of government to block judicial activism. And we may see Trump stand up to that here with the FCC regulations regarding free speech. We'll see if that happens. Google's going to try to steal the election. Already covered that. Oh, okay, one more thing. People are increasingly realizing that if things do break down into a civil war, the cities are natural death traps. Cities, of course, rely on really five basic inputs to continue to survive. Those include food, water, electricity, bandwidth, and fuel. And if any of those five are cut off, cities break down into collapse chaos. You know, mass chaos, the police go home and protect their families, and the gangs run loose all throughout liberal cities. I mean, imagine Los Angeles with no police. Get the idea? You know, imagine Houston with no police. That's what's going to happen. It's not difficult. I mean, infrastructure is fragile, and things are going to get very bad for cities if we are in a civil war because, of course, what will be targeted will be these supply sources that supply the liberal-run cities where most of the treasonous traitors exist. You know, you look at Google headquarters, Facebook headquarters. As I've written before, it's hard to imagine employees showing up at Google and Facebook if they have no food, no water, no electricity, no bandwidth, and no fuel, right? So how do you run your Google server farm when there's no electricity? Well, the answer is you don't. And so in a civil war, one of the analyses that I've seen is that nobody has to go in and actually stop Google. All they have to do is just cut off that bandwidth and electricity to the Google farms. We'll see if that happens. It's just an analysis. I'm not calling for that. I'm just giving you some heads up warnings about what I think may happen. It's a lot of discussion about cities. So if you're in a city, you may want to get out of the city before all this comes down. Things could happen within the next 17 to 18 months. Let's see. Okay. Oh yeah. One more thing. This is big. And this comes to us from Dave Hodges at the Common Sense Show. He's done a lot of analysis over the years. And I think he's right about this, that he believes that the governor of California is actively working with the communist Chinese, and that Newsom is creating a landing zone for communist Chinese to invade the United States of America and to try to occupy America by starting in California, where the communists will be welcomed by the radical leftists in California, who are incredibly stupid, of course. They don't realize that one of the first things the communist Chinese will do is go door-to-door raping all the Hollywood stars, you know. But hey, they think they love communism. Guess what? You're going to get a taste of it if this happens. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. You're going to be raped and dumped in a ditch. But hey, they want communism. Guess what? So here's how this may happen. Trump's tariffs essentially are economic sanctions against China. You got to go back to World War II and understand that economic sanctions were placed on Japan, cutting off Japan's fuel supplies, forcing Japan into attacking the United States in a, quote, surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, which was no surprise at all. Of course, the leaders of America were looking for a way to try to get America into World War II because Europe desperately needed help. Europe was being overrun by the Third Reich. Hitler was winning in Europe. And if America did not jump into the war, then Hitler would have succeeded and he would have eventually taken over the UK. Of course, and France, which he had already invaded at the time, but the United Kingdom would have been taken over. There was no stopping Hitler. So some of the globalists and some of the American leaders thought that they needed to create really a false flag type of attack. That was Pearl Harbor. It was allowed to happen. We saw the planes coming on radar. You know, the Navy radar operators were ordered to stand down. The economic circumstances were created to force Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor. And on that day, of course, key battleships and other strategic ships of the United States Navy were moved out of Pearl Harbor, and so that the attack would take out some legitimate ships, but mostly a lot of ships that were already under repair or were obsolete. the most important ships were gone from Pearl Harbor on that day. But the Pearl Harbor attack gave America the ability to declare war on Japan and then suddenly enter the war in Europe as well to defeat Hitler. Before that, most of the citizens in America were isolationists in the sense that they did not want to get involved in an international war. The memory of World War I was still very fresh in the minds of many Americans, some of whom had actually served in World War I, not as official Americans, but as part of attachments to various European forces, such as the UK and France and so on. So what Trump is doing to China right now is very similar to World War II. Trump is putting economic sanctions on China, and one of the reactions from China once they reach a sufficient degree of desperation would be to attack the United States. Now, because China has many allies in America, basically the entire left wing, the governor of California, you know, the mayors of Portland and Seattle and so on, and half the Congress, they've all been infiltrated by communist China. Plus, they have Hollywood and the education system and so on. They've infiltrated universities, and much of the media is run by communist China, by the way. If you don't believe me, just start reading the Epoch Times or Epoch Times, which is run by a bunch of people who escaped communist China, and they've been documenting China's infestation of the U.S. media ever since, just as an interesting note. I know some of those people because my wife's family also escaped communist China and fled to Taiwan, and I actually have met some of the Epoch Times individuals when I was in New York last time, so that's just an interesting story. I know that they're the real deal. They escaped China, but not all of them escaped, and communist China murdered some of their colleagues, by the way, murdered them, tortured and murdered them. So if you love communism, get ready to be tortured and murdered, because they're coming to California if this plan rolls out as they see it. So that would involve China staging a massive military landing on the coast of California with the permission of California's governor, who is a communist sellout. And from that point on, once they had a beachhead in California, then it would be an all-out war, you know, city by city war in America, which is what the globalists want. They want to take out America. Now, as this is happening, you can imagine that America's nuclear submarine commanders might be launching nukes to nuke Beijing and maybe other cities of Asia. But they couldn't nuke the troops that are already in America because you don't want to irradiate U.S. soil. So those troops would have to be engaged with tactical, traditional kinetic types of weapons. And that would involve the military, of course, operating on U.S. soil, taking out the enemies of America, which would include, by the way, radical leftists in California who are conspiring with communist Chinese who have landed in California. This would, of course, result in a massive uprising of American patriots working alongside U.S. military and law enforcement to get China off of our land. At the same time, of course, this would be an opportunity for the United Nations to invade via Mexico. So the border of Texas could be overrun, not just by illegals, but by UN troops, making a land crossing into Texas. So now you've got America fighting a two-front war, with Barack Obama running the United Nations after having fled the United States, and with the governor of California complicit working with the communist Chinese to take over America from the West Coast. Now you've got a two-front war. It's bad. Would America survive that? Maybe, probably, because, you know, there's a gun around every corner. There's 500 million firearms in America, and at least 100 million Americans who know how to use them. And Texas is full of patriots who are veterans. Some of them were, you know, Marine Scout snipers and demolitions experts and, you know, battle experience and so on. They're going to pick up their rifles and they're going to go to work. And I don't think there's going to be any long-standing invasion that succeeds for very long on U.S. soil. And I think there's a whole lot of Americans, even in California, who have had enough of the communists in their government. And I think they're just itching for the chance to take out all the communists, the Chinese communists, and the left-wing radical California communists as well. So I think that if this starts to happen, you're going to see, wow, I don't even want to say. It's going to be a bloodbath, but I think America will survive. In fact, I think America will come out much stronger if all that happens. Needless to say, during all this, elections would be suspended. If Trump is still president at the time that this gets initiated, then Trump will remain president until all of this is over. By the time it's over, you're going to see many treasonous left-wing communist traitors arrested. including Senator Dianne Feinstein, by the way, who has been working with the Communist Chinese for over 20 years. Her senatorial office in California has been a spy network for Communist China. In addition to that, there are other, of course, radical Democrats who are actively working with the Chinese at every level of society, as well as the left-wing media. And you're going to see a cleaning out of the communists throughout every level of society. You're going to see massive reforms of universities, of media, tech giants, politics, finance, everything. It's all going to happen if this begins. So, look, those are the possibilities. Not all of this is going to happen. The different risk analysis, different odds of different things happening. I'm trying to give you a big picture of what could unfold. The point is, are you ready for this? Are you ready for a Democrat president to try to confiscate guns nationwide? Are you ready for cities to be cut off of power, food, water, and fuel? Are you ready for a foreign force to set foot on American soil and land an invasion force to try to take over this country? Are you set? Are you ready for the media to declare President Trump to be a terrorist? Are you ready for Barack Obama to call for UN troops to invade and occupy America? Are you ready for that? Do you have a backup food supply? Do you have firearms with no serial numbers that you made yourself? Do you have gold and silver? Are you going to put all your bets on the fiat currency dollar? Because that's a very foolish thing to do. If you're not ready, you may not survive what's coming. It's going to be a lot of fatalities. It's going to be a lot of chaos. And of course, I want you to be safe and I want you to be informed. So I want you to get ready. And the way you can do that, of course, is to continue to watch videos on Brighteon.com. This is the only place you're going to get the real analysis. Maybe not the only place. There's independent media. There's InfoWars. There's Breitbart. There's Michael Snyder. There's Zero Hedge. There are a lot of alternative sources. Didn't mean to leave them out, but Brighteon.com is the video site where you're going to get all this compiled every day. New videos uploaded every minute. And also, of course, keep reading NewsTarget.com and NaturalNews.com, and just be ready for anything to happen. It's going to get crazy. There are going to be vicious attacks, by the way, on those of us who are patriots, who are speaking out, who are telling the truth about all of this. Just malicious attacks. There's going to be efforts to dox all of us, going to be efforts to try to assassinate all of us or criminalize all of us. That's coming. You wouldn't believe the stuff I've heard that's coming. But America is strong, and we have God on our side, for real. We are blessed and protected by angelic forces and your prayers. And we are here to fight for life and liberty and for, frankly, divine, the divinity of God. We are here to defeat evil. We are here to defeat those who are run by Satanists. We are here to defeat communism. And, the rabid abortionists of the left, they have to be defeated. They are mass murderers, and they celebrate it, and it's time to stop them. So get ready, folks. And by my count, we've got maybe 17 or 18 months, a very small window of the possibility of major things happening. And then, that's up to the election. And if Trump wins the election, is going to be a big effort by the left. If we get through that period, I think America as we know it is over by 2025. Because I think after Trump, I don't think the left and the right could coexist in one country anymore. So I think America breaks apart, or we have states dividing up, we have secession, we have civil war, something like that. I don't think America as we know it today exists beyond about the first few months of the year 2025, and it may cease to exist long before that. So stay informed and stay safe. Always follow the law, never initiate violence, but be willing to protect your life, your liberty, your nation, your community, your family, and your liberties. I mean, your rights. Be ready to do that. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here. Stay tuned for much more on Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.